Hope you're excited about what God yet has in store for you as you prepare for this, the last day in February. Can you believe it? It's February the 28th. But we do give God praise, honor, and glory, for we realize that we're nothing without him, and we're grateful for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he will do. For the word decrees that eyes haven't seen, nor ears heard, neither have there entered into the heart of men, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Do you love God today? Because the Bible also is clear that morning by morning, new mercies we see. And so we have to prepare ourselves for the new mercies that's yet in store. And so we're certainly grateful today for all of you who continue to support this inspirational moment. We have several platforms, of course, as we've indicated in the past, that we are trying to reach out and extend ourselves, you know, just beyond the conference call. But we're thankful for those who have continued to support this ongoing inspirational moment each Tuesday, and it happens at 7 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Many will hear this playback later through our live feed on Facebook Live, but thank y'all so very much for your continued support of this particular inspirational moment. Let me give you the playback number, 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. I know you're ready to move into your day. Some of you are already moving around. Some of you probably had your first cup of coffee, but just want to thank you again for your support. And I tell you, you know, my heart is still burning with excitement for how the Lord has favored us and blessed us beyond measure at ATOP. And I'm certainly grateful for those who continue to volunteer in the spirit of excellence and who continue to serve in the way I think that brings glory and honor to God. And we had back to back, we had a funeral on Saturday and a repast right afterwards. And then we prepared for Sunday with Big Mama Murray's soul food sampling, where this was, I believe, our first time really gathering since the pandemic. And it was in honor of Big Mama Murray and her soul food. She was an exquisite cook, and she had some good recipes, some excellent recipes that really nurtured not only our household, but all of those who knew her. And so some of the family, they have secured some of those recipes, but we do that each year in honor of Big Mama Murray. She was still alive when we first started it, and we praise God for her spirit of excellence in the kitchen and her love for God and how she yet extended herself beyond her own household to be a blessing to others. And so that's what that's all about. And so Dr. Michael Wesley and his congregation, the Greater Shiloh Baptist Church from Birmingham, Alabama, came and they blessed our hearts tremendously. He brought about 75 people with him. And I tell you, we had a great time in the Lord on Sunday, I'm thinking, as we were talking last night in Bible study, but it was on Sunday, and a great time in the Lord. And so we're certainly grateful. But there's a word today as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating, found in Psalm 103 and 12. It's a familiar passage of scripture, but as I was meditating, the Lord led me here, and I want to share a little bit as I was reading my little devotional book entitled Daily Power. This is by Greg Grishel. I don't know if you can see that, those of you who are watching Facebook Live, Greg Grishel, and it's really 365 days of fuel for your soul. And so, yes, I do my devotional every day, and you know, we all need to refuel ourselves, and we need to make sure that we replenish, and we don't just wait till Sunday to get what we need, but we don't need to run on reserve all week long and then come in on Sunday trying to, you know, get a full tank. But we need to refuel ourselves each and every day because, as I indicated earlier, the Bible says morning by morning, our God is so gracious and so kind to us till new mercies he gives us. And so we need to be ready to go out, because you never know what might happen, or you never know how God might use you. And so you need to have some consistency in your spiritual disciplines so that when you're called upon, it won't feel strange, it won't feel out of place, but you'll be ready to go and you'll be energized by what you've already prepared for, even not knowing that you would be called upon. But this little devotional, the scripture says in Psalm 103 and 12, it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Wow. That's powerful, isn't it? And what the author Greg Crichel is talking about here, as he discovered in his ministry, and so have I, that there are so many people who find themselves under the shadow of their sins from their past. And all too often, they allow that to hinder and stagnate them in their growth, in their development. And sometimes they never move past things of their past, and they find themselves going through the motions and oftentimes missing the master. And you know, there was a study we did some years ago, and we might go back to it here in the near future, entitled The Bait of Satan, and how the enemy, the devil, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And in that book, The Bait of Satan, it's clear as we read it that how the Satan, the enemy, tries to keep us locked in the pain of our past. And so many of us have been locked in the pain of our past, and we keep denying ourselves from the very power and the presence of God, and we're not fully enjoying our freedom. For the word says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so many times we find ourselves living beneath what's already ours, living beneath the standard that God has set for us, because we continue to dwell on the sins of our past, and we never move past what God has already forgiven us of. And so Greg, in this book, he was talking about how he had organized and developed a secret website in his church for people to just get on anonymously and share and have prayer and ask for forgiveness. And he found out that many people were carrying all of this excess baggage, excess luggage, if you will, because they were not operating fully in the things that God would have for them, and they were not complete in their obedience to God because they kept going back to the things of their past, the sins of their past, and it hindered them from fully operating in full capacity and in full speed in terms of what God was trying to do in their present. And so he talked about how he developed that website and how he was just amazed at how people began to respond, because it was anonymous, and how people began to respond and how people began to pour out. And he found out that there were so many people who were allowing their shame of their past to hinder them from going forward and all that God would have them to be and to do in their present situation. And so when you're locked in your past, based upon what has happened and how people sometimes remind you of the things that you used to do, the enemy will use that to a point of keeping you from going forward and experiencing the destiny, the grace, and the mercy of God in your life. Because each morning you get up looking at the things that you did in the past, and you think that you're still there and God hadn't forgiven you. But no, God has forgiven you. Psalm 103 is clear in verse number 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. There was a song that we used to sing back in the day, and I think some people still sing it every now and then, entitled, Love Lifted Me. Y'all remember that song? And I just kind of got a little copy of it as I was thinking and meditating and praying. It says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, sinking very deep within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. The author goes on to talk about how love lifted me, and he continues to use that refrain. And then he goes on to that second stanza and talks about, all my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling, in his blessed presence live, ever to his praises sing. I feel a song coming out of me. And he says, love lifted me, even though this is a song, I feel like singing, but he says, love lifted me. And so it's important for us to realize that God has already forgiven us, and that we have to go ahead and move forward and call those things that be not as though they already are, and walk in our anointing, walk in the blessings that God has given us, and make sure that we don't allow the enemy to keep us locked and confined into a place that God has already released us from. You know, Jesus came to crush our shame. Sometimes we feel ashamed of our past, and we can't get past the things that we've done. No matter what you've done or the secrets that you're keeping, God can set you free. That's what we're talking about here today. And when we confess our sins, the Bible says we are forgiven. Somebody say hallelujah. And so you don't have to continue, my brother. Watch this now. You don't have to continue, my sister, to carry the burdens of past mistakes any longer. For he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Christ has set you free. And once you make him Lord and of your life, there is no condemnation anymore. Somebody say hallelujah. And so today I'm encouraging you to take a stand and to take a stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And just bind the enemy and put him under your feet and say, devil, you a liar. Today I'm going to go forth in the anointing and the blessings and in my forgiveness that God has already given me. No longer will I be held in check to the things of my past. No longer will I continue to dwell on the shame of my past, the pain of my past. But I'm moving forward in Christ Jesus to accomplish everything that God wants me to accomplish. And so that's the thought for today. And I hope that you pray and meditate. I don't know who that word is for, but no longer will you be held in chains and hell and bonds and the things of your past, because the word of God is true. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Somebody holler, say hallelujah. And as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed your sins and your transgressions, and he's wiped the slate clean. And so today is a fresh start, a fresh beginning for you. If any person be in Christ, they're new creatures. Old things have passed away. Don't let the enemy hold you back. Don't let the enemy keep you in the pain of your past and living beneath the standard and the privilege set by God. That's the talk for today as we prepare for this, the final day of this month. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we bless you and we honor you. And we thank you for being our God. For all of us were deeply stained from our past, and we were sinking in a sea of not knowing what was going to happen. But you rescued us, you saved us, you delivered us. And so God, we give you praise today. Now, God, we pray that you will help us even as we move forward to be refueled, to be refreshed, to be renewed, and know that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so that man, that woman, that boy, that girl who's listening today, and they're yet struggling, and the enemy is trying to keep them confined to the things of their past, we speak against that now, because your word is true, your promises are sure, and your satisfaction is yet guaranteed. And so we yet give you praise. We thank you for our freedom. We thank you for delivering us. We thank you for setting us free. We thank you for new mercies even today. So help us to walk in that which you have already blessed us with, and no longer live beneath what you have promised us that's ours. So we love you today. We honor you. And we bless your name. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And as I always say, keep your spiritual antennas up, because I just believe God's going to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. We've been blessed to be a blessing, saved to do some saving, and we are loved by God so that we might love someone else. So until next time, you be blessed.